It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll follow a Wisconsin cartoonist from his upbringing on a dairy farm to the pages of the New Yorker magazine.
First, an environmental organization is calling on the Environmental Protection Agency to give more oversight to the state's Department of Natural Resources.
In a new petition to the EPA, 16 residents around the state, represented by Midwest environmental advocates, say the DNR hasn't been doing enough to protect water quality in the state, in part because of recent limits to its authority. As a result, they say Wisconsin is not meeting its obligations under the Clean Water Act.
Kimberly Wright joins us now. She's Executive Director of Midwest Environmental Advocates. Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
So in this petition, you say that the DNR is falling short on water quality protection. What are some of the ways that you see that happening at the DNR?
Well, it's a pretty complicated program, so there are many ways that the law isn't being followed. I think it's good to start with that I think it's complicated for people to understand that laws don't enforce themselves. So these are laws that have objective technical standards for creating permits that guide pollution to our public waters. And it's been a downhill slide for about 10 years, but in recent years that's accelerated. So it's everything from not using proper calculations for certain pollutants that enter the water, and actually some of the most disturbing deficiencies are citizens' rights to participate. We've spent as much time in representing people to participate in their own government as we have on some of the substantive issues.
Has the DNR been given a chance to address the issues before the EPA was petitioned?
Yeah, we certainly didn't take this lightly. 4 years ago in July, the EPA put the DNR on notice that the program was out of compliance with the federal law. And the DNR so far has missed the deadlines and in reaching accountability.
So in a little more detail there, why petition the EPA to look more closely at these concerns now?
Because this is federal law that is administered by the state, so it's a delegated authority, and by receiving that authority, the state must meet the minimum standards in the law. And it's important to remember these are public health standards. It's how much poison can you put in the water before people get sick or die. So they're pretty important standards to meet.
Is there precedent for other states going to the EPA and having the EPA potentially step in like this?
Yes. I mean, it's part of the federal law that citizens do have a right to petition the EPA if their state isn't meeting the standards. Again, it's not something we take lightly. Our organization has been representing citizens in litigation on a lot of these issues for the last 5 years, and many of the petitioners, actually all of the petitioners, have worked for years in their communities through all of the channels available to them. So, you know, it's too important. Our water really can't wait. So it just is time to go to the EPA and ask them to fulfill their oversight duty.
Any particular states that you're aware of that have done this?
Yeah, there's, to my knowledge, there's about 40 petitions over the 43-year history of the Clean Water Act. And so really what we're asking and what we would like is that the EPA bring the DNR into compliance through oversight, or if that can't happen in a reasonable time limit, and we've already had quite a few years, that the EPA take that authority back.
We're talking with Kimberly Wright right now, Executive Director of Midwest Environmental Advocates, and we're talking about a new petition asking the EPA to provide more oversight on water quality issues in Wisconsin. And Kimberly, there have been recent changes at the DNR, among other things, moving water quality protection to a new division of the agency. Do you see that as being part of the issue here?
Yeah, I think it just compounds the existing issues. And a big part of this is that the DNR, there's great men and women with great expertise and experience to do their jobs. They have been starved of resources, and over the years just really don't have the professional autonomy for science-based decision-making. Special interest politics has reached pretty deeply into our public science agency.
And who will be in charge, as far as you know, with this new reorganization? Who is going to be in charge, what aspect of the DNR, of overseeing some of these problem areas that you've talked about, like discharge of pollutants into waterways?
Well, the last I heard, it's a little bifurcated, but that the air, what had been the air division will be rolling water in, but then there's also a business services division in the secretary's office, so it gets a little complex.
What are you hoping the EPA is going to do in response to this petition, and what are you asking as a first step?
Well, the petition is 87 pages long with great detail of the technical failings, so we would like them to address those issues. And one of the first things that we would like the EPA to do is to hold public hearings in Wisconsin. Again, we are the state with a great conservation history and a lot of citizen action. And there are people all over the state, every corner of the state, working for clean water in their communities. And, you know, they deserve to be heard.
Now, you said that this is not something you want to mess around with. This is the state's water. And if it's have toxins in it, people get sick and die. Can you tell us what you see as being at stake here? More detail about that water supply.
Well, there are lots of problems in rural areas with people on private wells from agricultural runoff, lots and lots of nitrate pollution above safe drinking water standards. In parts of the state where there are industrial livestock facilities, people have manure, E. coli in their wells. And then I think everyone in Wisconsin has experienced water that is choked with algae where, you know, you can't use the water. If you live near the water, your property values are down. You know, the DNA, our Wisconsin DNA is all about water. And there's a lot of places in the state where it's very difficult to enjoy our water.
Now, Governor Walker and members of his administration have said that the DNR has been maybe overregulated in the past, maybe to the detriment of business interests, maybe the economy. Has that been a problem in Wisconsin in the past as you see it?
No, and I think you have to ask whose business you're talking about. We know so many people around the state whose water-based businesses are really in trouble, property values down. Government needs to balance all interests within the technical standards of the law, not pick winners and losers.
And Kimberly, just very briefly as we wrap up, what are you looking for the next steps with this petition?
Well, we will be waiting for what the EPA has to say, but more importantly, we want the people of Wisconsin to understand how important their voices are. Most people assume their government protects their water, and that's a reasonable assumption. And we want people to really speak up to elected officials at every level of government and let them know they're concerned about water quality.
Kimberly, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Kimberly Wright, Executive Director of Midwest Environmental Advocates, talking about a new petition asking the EPA to provide more oversight to the DNR on water quality issues in Wisconsin.